tragedies. Jesus Christ explains why. Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a full-size Noah's Ark south of Cincinnati. Well, the Bible helps us to understand everything that's going on in the world today, including the widespread death and suffering. During Christ's day, the Tower of Siloam collapsed, killing 18 people. Now Jesus used it to explain why God allows death and suffering. Luke 13, 4-5 records Christ's words. Those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think you that they were sinners above all other men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You see, bad things that happen to people aren't always related to personal sin, but all of us suffer and die because of sin. Genesis gives the only good answer to the question of why we have disasters and death. The sin of our father, Adam, and the sins of his descendants have brought tragedy. Rather than blaming God, we need to repent and turn to the one who can save us from eternal disaster.
Ken Ham goes much more into depth on this topic of why God allows death and suffering in a well-produced 30-minute DVD, and will mail it to you for your donation of any amount. We'll also send you information on the Noah's Ark we're building. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Get the video by calling 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.